Good morning and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the twists and turns of the digital landscape.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game.
We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. You'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey by collaborating with us. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com. A new report highlights security risks associated with biometric authentication methods like facial recognition and fingerprint scanners on smartphones, suggesting that hackers are increasingly targeting these features. Experts recommend using traditional passcodes to enhance security, especially for sensitive data and access. They caution that while convenient, biometric systems can be tricked and once compromised, unlike a password, one's biometric data cannot be changed. An India-based healthcare IT solutions company, Health Genie, has suffered a considerable data breach, leaving over 36 gigabytes of sensitive patient information, such as bills and lab reports, publicly accessible. Nearly 450,000 documents were exposed in the leak, which was unearthed by the Cyber News research team and reportedly remained unsecured for multiple months. The breach raises concerns about Health Genie's compliance with India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act, as the implications of the exposure are still being assessed. A new Android Trojan dubbed Brokewell has been discovered, posing a significant threat with its ability to completely take over infected devices. Cybersecurity experts warn that Brokewell's advanced capabilities enable it to bypass multi-factor authentication, access banking information, and exfiltrate sensitive data. Users are urged to remain vigilant, frequently update their devices, and avoid downloading apps from untrusted sources to protect against this potent malware. Kaiser Foundation Health Plan has disclosed a significant data breach impacting approximately 13.4 million individuals, where personal data may have been inadvertently shared with tech giants like Google and Microsoft Bing. The breach resulted from tracking technology on Kaiser's websites and applications, which has now been disabled. Kaiser is actively notifying affected members and emphasized that the incident was not a result of hacking or ransomware. As artificial intelligence gains ground, a staggering 93% of security experts foresee a future where AI-powered cyber attacks occur daily by 2025, marking a significant shift towards more sophisticated and automated threats in the digital realm. This rising concern indicates a pressing need for the cybersecurity industry to adapt and evolve in response to the relentless innovation of cybercriminals. With AI becoming an integral part of attack strategies, organizations are bracing for a new wave of cyber challenges that could redefine the landscape of security measures and defense mechanisms. Los Angeles County Health Services has reported a significant phishing attack, resulting in the potential exposure of personal and medical information of an unspecified number of patients. The department is actively investigating the breach, which occurred when an unauthorized individual gained access to an employee's email account. Patients have been notified of the incident, and additional security measures are being implemented to prevent future occurrences. Chinese hackers have reportedly targeted Volkswagen, breaching the automotive giant's systems and potentially accessing sensitive data. Meanwhile, authorities have successfully shut down an illegal distributed denial-of-service platform that had been disrupting services across the web. In the tech sector, data management firm Rubrik is eyeing public markets with plans to launch an initial public offering, signaling a strategic move amidst a bustling tech industry. In a major cyber attack on the healthcare industry, Change Healthcare, a United Health Group subsidiary, fell victim to the ransomware gang Black Cat, resulting in the theft of approximately 4 terabytes of sensitive data and significant operational disruptions. The incident, which is considered one of the most severe in US history, has affected countless healthcare providers and has sent ripples of economic and legal turmoil across the sector. Change Healthcare is currently facing an extortion investigation by a different ransomware group known as Ransom Hub, as authorities work to address the breach's extensive fallout. Cisco has sounded the alarm on a sophisticated cyber threat potentially orchestrated by state-sponsored actors, leveraging 2 zero-day vulnerabilities that imperil government networks and national security. The vulnerabilities present in Cisco's firewall products have been exploited, marking a critical moment for the tech giant and its clients to urgently address these security lapses. In their latest report, Cisco details the nature of the attacks and underscores the urgency for heightened cyber defenses. In an alarming development, more than 326,000 patients' sensitive information has been compromised following a ransomware attack on 5 Ontario hospitals. The affected individuals have been receiving notification letters about the breach, which has raised fears of identity theft and fraud. Despite the havoc wreaked 6 months ago, the hospitals stood firm against ransom demands and are still working on both the recovery of patient data and an in-depth investigation into the incident. Thanks for tuning in today. That's it for this edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. I'm Richard Simmons, clocking out for the weekend. Remember, it's finally Friday, time to kick back and relax. Wishing you an awesome weekend ahead. Before you go, here's a quick cybersecurity joke to lighten the mood. Why was the computer cold? Because it left its windows open. Join us again on Monday for more insightful updates. And hey, if you want to stay ahead of the curve, check out our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter program at healsecurity.com. Until next time, don't have nightmares, keep it safe, keep it secure, and most importantly, keep it fun. Have a great weekend.